what is it he will hear? It is that Hashem preserves all those who love him, but all the wicked who come to destroy us, he will destroy. A different interpretation says, although he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him, he will also hear their cry and save them. As our sages have taught, why were the matriarchs barren at first? For Hashem craves the praise of the righteous. They prayed for having children. Thus the singer says here, first, and you satisfy every living thing by will. That is to say, Hashem's response to the will of the tzaddik would be immediate also in the absence of prayer on his part. However, he craves to hear the prayer of the tzaddik. He will also hear their cry and only then save them. Hence it says, you have given him his heart's desire and the request of his lips. You have not denied Sela. Compare it to two friends of the king who each came to him with a petition. The king anticipated their petitions. To one he said, I will do as you request, even if I do not hear you say it. To the other he granted permission to state his request in full. Whom did the king love more? You will certainly say that it was for the second one. Similarly, the Torah says here, he will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will consent to do what they want, and he will also hear their cry and save them. Pasuk 21, Tehillat Hashem Yidaber Pi Yivorech Kol Basar Shem Kodesh Le'olam Ve'ed. For my mouth will speak the praise of Hashem, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. King David called the present psalm Tehillah. Thus he began by declaring a praise Tehillah of David. Here he says that the present psalm will be recited more frequently than any of the other psalms and accumulations he composed. For my mouth will speak the praise Tehillah of Hashem, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. He has thus also instructed everyone else to recite this psalm all the time. Our sages have thus included the present psalm in the Pesukei Dezimbra, and also instituted that it be recited three times daily. We can discern here David's piety. He has already composed 145 psalms, yet he says, my mouth will speak in the future tense. It is as if he only now wanted to begin praising Hashem. Thereby he conveys that it is not possible to exhaust all praises and acclamations of Hashem. A subtle interpretation says, praise of Hashem, that is prayer, must be uttered with such devout concentration that all flesh, everyone around about the one praying, will be inspired to bless his holy name forever and ever. The Masorah Concordance lists two instances of the term Vayevorech. Besides the present instance, the Torah says in Chumash Devarim, Hashem, God of your fathers, make you 1,000 times so many more as you are, and bless you, Vayevorech, as he has promised you. When they will see that Hashem has fulfilled his promise, all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. They will declare, blessed be the one who decrees and fulfills his decree. Another subtle interpretation says, Hashem will bless you even when he talks harshly to you. Even when Hashem afflicts you, you will see a blessing in it. One is under obligation to say, everything done by Hashem has been done for the good. In the present psalm, the singer praises and glorifies the sublime King, King of Kings, Holy One, the blessed be He, whose actions bear no comparison with the actions of kings of flesh and blood. Hence his statement to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of his kingdom. Unlike the kingship of human kings, which is temporary, your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages. Unlike all other kings who are powerless to uphold the fallen, Hashem upholds all the fallen and strengthens all the bowed. Other kings do not benefit the poor, but the eyes of all wait with hope for you. And unlike any king of flesh and blood, Hashem is righteous in all his ways and loving-kind in all his works. Other kings cannot be near to those who call to them, but Hashem is near to all those who call upon him. Other kings do not keep safe all those who love them, but Hashem preserves all those who love him. Therefore it is well to make known the glory of his kingship above that of other kings. My mouth will speak the praise of Hashem above all other kings, and all flesh will bless his holy name forever and ever. Close examination will reveal that in every pasuk of the present psalm, the letter Vav appears in the middle of the pasuk. The only exception is the pasuk Korov Hashem, the whole Korov, the whole Asher Yikro Uhuv Emes, which lacks the letter Vav in the middle. The reason for this can be understood in accordance with the teaching of the Zohar that the letter Vav alludes to the letter of truth. Here, however, in this particular pasuk, truth, Emes, appears explicitly. In the daily recitation of this psalm as Ashrei, we conclude with, and we will bless Hashem from now until eternity. Hallelujah. Praise Hashem. For we want to conclude with Hallelujah in order then to begin with Hallelujah. Praise Hashem, O my soul. After all, the singer has named his book Tehillim Praises. Some say that the present pasuk also relates to the resurrection of the dead, as it says, my mouth will speak the praise of Hashem when I will live again together with the resurrection of the other dead. All flesh will bless His holy name forever and ever. Similarly, the prophet says, for this is as the waters of Noah to me, as I have sworn that the waters should no more go over the earth. My faithful love will not depart from you, a pasuk that's found in Sefer Yeshayahu. Now we're going to chapter 146, pasuk 1. Hallelujah, hallelujah, nafshi es Hashem. Hallelujah, praise Hashem, O my soul. The present psalm exhorts the person to perform good deeds while he is still in possession of his soul. It also urges him not to place his trust in human beings who cannot even provide deliverance for themselves. Thus it says, hallelujah, praise Hashem, O my soul, while you are still in my body. In praise of the quality of trust in Hashem, David says, hallelujah, praise Hashem. He adds, even as I say this to you, I also tell myself, praise Hashem, O my soul. The cry, hallelujah, appears twice in each of these last five psalms, a total of 10 times, corresponding to the 10 commandments that encompass all the 613 mitzvahs. In Psalm 150, hallelujah, praise appears 10 times, corresponding to the 10 utterances whereby the world was created. In the Talmud, Rav and Shmuel are in dispute whether hallelujah is one word or two words. Hallelujah, praise, and Yudkei Hashem. Thus, according to the latter opinion, hallelujah may not be erased. However, Reish Lakish maintains that hallelujah is simply one of the 10 expressions for praise mentioned in Sefer Tehillim, albeit the most joyous of all. Pasuk 2. Ahalalah Hashem b'chayoy azamro le'lohai be'odi. I will praise Hashem while I live. I will sing songs of praise to my God while I am. Having said, praise Hashem, O my soul, as the previous pasuk, the singer declares that the praise would continue all his life. I will praise Hashem while I live. I will sing songs of praise to my God while I am still living. Other sages teach, better is 1 hour doing tshuva and performing good deeds in this world than all the life in the world to come. That indeed is what the singer says here. I will praise Hashem while I live in this world. I will sing songs of praise to my God while I'm still here. Another interpretation says, I will sing songs of praise to my God for the fact that I am still alive. As the Torah says, why then does a living man complain? A pasuk that's found in Eicha. It is enough that he lives. A different interpretation is based on the meaning of the Odi, with the extra letter Od in me. As the singer says elsewhere, yet also the Od, in a little while, and the wicked is no more. That's found in Sefer Tehillim, chapter 37, pasuk 10. The singer says here, with the qualities extra that I find in me, to which the flaw does not reach, by means of that inner essence, I am able to sing songs of praise and give thanks to my God. This refers to the innermost point deep within the Jewish heart, which remains untouched by any sin. Thus King David entreated Hashem, Master of the world, look closely upon that place, the location of this innermost point, and you will not see there any sin or iniquity. Pasuk 3. Al tiftchu v'nidivim ben adam she'ein lo seshua. Put not your trust in princes the wealthy, nor in the son of man in whom there is no deliverance. The singer turns to the people with an exhortation. Put not your trust in the wealthy, not even if they have the generous inspiration to help, nor in the son of man. The reason is that there is no deliverance in any of them. For a man's foundation is from the earth, and his end is to return to the earth. So how can he be of help to others? Another interpretation says, the generosity of man's Holy Spirit rules the person. But at times, gross matter takes control, and the generosity flees. Thus the Torah says, put not your trust in princesses, even those in whom there is a spirit of generosity. For sometimes his spirit, the spirit of holiness, departs, and he returns to his dust, to the gross matter. According to the Medrash, David says, put not your trust in princesses. One must not rely on the princely deeds of one's forefathers. Let not Ishmael say, Avram is my father, I share in his portion, and he will save me. Let not Esau say, Yaakov is a righteous man, and he saves me. For as it says, a man cannot redeem his brother. Therefore, put not your trust in princesses. Why should you rely on their deeds? Pasuk 4. Teitze rucho yoshuv ladmaso bayom ahu avdu eshto noso. His breath spirit departs. He returns to his dust earth. On that day, his thoughts perish. Now the singer brings proof that there is no deliverance to be looked for in man. For behold, his breath departs. He returns to his dust. No human being can escape death, and on that day of death, all his plans and thoughts perish. Compare it to an air-filled goatskin pouch standing on the ground. All who see it are afraid. They think, who knows what it might be? But when a man approaches close enough to see that it is simply an air-filled pouch, it overturns at his touch, and all the air inside escapes. You were afraid of that, cries the man in astonishment. There was nothing to it. It was only held up by the wind. When the wind left, it immediately became dust. That is what the Torah says here. His breath departs, he returns to his dust. This holds true for all the evildoers in their arrogance. Another interpretation is based on the teaching. More than the householder who dispenses charity does for the poor recipient, the recipient does for the donor. Not the donor, but the recipient is considered the benefactor. If a person lacks this conception, he does not understand that in him there is no deliverance, that it is not he who helps the other, but the other who helps him. Put not your trust in such a person. Some say, in whom there is no deliverance, refers to the person himself. He cannot even help himself. Those who put their trust in other men think that a human being is substantial enough to be dependable. But the truth is that he can do nothing. It is otherwise for Hashem, who made heaven and earth. He created something out of nothing, and his deliverance is indeed deliverance. The Torah also lists here three human deficiencies as the reason that it's not possible to rely on another person. For one, his spirit departs. Even if the person has promised, he may change his mind, the spirit of his will to help leaves him. Then again, the person may return to the dust. He's here today and tomorrow in the grave. Thirdly, the person may well have promised, but he lost his mind, and on that day his thoughts perish. Pasuk 5. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Be'ezroi Sivroi Al Hashem Lekov. Happy is he whose help is the God of Yaakov, whose hope is Hashem, his God. In contrast to trusting other human beings, the singer says, one who trusts in man is not content, but happy is he whose help is the God of Yaakov, for his help endures mightily and properly, so his hope is in Hashem, his God. Yaakov put his hope and trust in Hashem, his God, who helped him and saved him from many troubles. Thus he said, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear. And Hashem helped him, for his hope was in Hashem his God. The Medrash says, moreover, you will provide able men out of all the people. Pasuk that's found in Chumash Shemos. Rabbi Elazar says that these are wealthy men who do not need to flatter. Rabbi Elazar says that these are people who trust in Hashem. For the man who trusts in Hashem is wealthier than the man possesses monetary wealth, and he will come to possess the three fundamental qualities upon which the world stands. Thus the Torah says, happy is he whose help is the God of Yaakov, whose hope is in his God. The foundation of the world is truth, justice and peace. Accordingly, the Torah says, who made heaven and earth? Then it goes on to say, who keeps truth forever, and who executes justice for the oppressed? This corresponds to truth and justice. And then it says, who gives bread to the hungry, which corresponds to the attribute of peace through acts of benevolence. It is the way of many people to put their trust in Hashem only when they are in a situation of suffering and distress. When they are in a state of well-being, they banish trust from their minds. Accordingly, the singer says, happy is he whose help is the God of Yaakov, even after he has helped him, whose hope is in the God, his God. The Torah also says, this I recall, Oshiv, to my mind, therefore I have hope. A pasuk is found in Eicha. The word Eshiv is comprised of the first letters of the words Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Ezro, of our present pasuk. The Medrash says, why does it say, happy is he whose help is the God of Yaakov? For we find it said about Yaakov, and behold, Hashem stood above him. Thus Avram represents the plow, Yitzchok represents the planted seeds, and finally Yaakov came, who represents the bushel of wheat. For a king does not frequent his field until it is ripe with grain. Whose hope, Sivro, is in the Hashem, his God, represents Yosef, the provider, Mashbir, for the entire world. Thus Hashem showed Yaakov that he, Yosef, would provide for him in Mitzrayim. The Zohar says, whose hope is in Hashem, his God? Yaakov did not rely on his father nor on his mother. He fled from Esav, departing alone and without funds, as it says, for with my staff I passed over this Yarden. Pasuk 6. O say Shemayim Bo'oretz Esayom Veskola Shabam Hashomer Emes Lolam, who makes heaven and earth, the sea, and all that's in them, who keeps true forever. Hashem can do anything he wants, since he makes heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. In the heavens he made the planets and all the stars in their constellations. On the earth he created all inert things, all plants, all living creatures, and man. In the sea he made the giant sea monsters, the fish, and the many species of swarming creatures. He keeps truth forever, for he is eternally forever, and can keep his promise, unlike the human being. According to the Talmud Yishalmi, Rav Simlai expounded, it says, happy is he whose help is the God of Yaakov. And then it says, who makes heaven and earth. What does one have to do with the other? However, the matter is as follows. Consider the following comparison. A man of flesh and blood is the subject of some ruler. If that ruler is the master in one province, he is not the master in another province. But even if he reigns over the entire earth, he has dominion over the land only. He certainly does not have dominion over the sea. But Hashem, blessed be he, rules both in the sea and on dry land. He saves one from the sea and saves one from the land. He saves from the water and he saves from the fire. He saves from the sword and he saves from the lion's pit. As indeed he saved Moshe and Daniel. Accordingly, it says that he makes heaven and earth. Pasuk 7. Osem mishpat la'ashukim nosein lechem lor'evim Hashem matir asur. He executes justice for the oppressed, he gives bread to the hungry, Hashem frees the imprisoned. The singer now goes on to list some of the effects of divine providence. He executes justice for the oppressed to save them from the hand of their oppressors. He gives bread to the hungry to nourish them and provide for their livelihood in providential ways. Thus he provides for the young of the raven. He provided for Eliyahu by summoning for him cake bread on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head, pasuk that's found in Malachim Aleph. And he nourished the children of Israel in the wilderness. What is more, Hashem frees the imprisoned in providential ways, as in the case of Yosef, and when he liberated the Jews from Mitzrayim. Pasuk 8. Hashem pakeach ivrim, Hashem zokev kufufim, Hashem ohev tzadikim, Hashem gives sight to the blind, Hashem strengthens the bowed down. Hashem loves the righteous. Hashem gives sight to the blind. He heals those suffering from diseases of the eye. The singer specifically mentions this illness because one so afflicted is like a prisoner who cannot stir from his location. Another reason is that seeing eyes are a man's most vital organs. Hashem gives bread to the hungry and frees the imprisoned. He liberates them from under the hand of the rich to whom they are in bondage on account of their debts. The Medrash says, there is no greater distress and no suffering more painful than blindness of the eyes. Therefore Hashem commands us regarding the blind, for no one is more afflicted than they. Thus the Torah says, cursed be he who makes the blind wander out of the way. The pasuk is found in the Chumash Devarim. Accordingly, when Almighty will come to heal everyone in the world, he will first heal the blind, as it says, Hashem gives sight to the blind. Who are the blind? They are blind who follow the teaching of the blind. Another possible interpretation says that the blind refers to those who are made blind by excessive suffering. For distress blinds the eyes and dims the hope for deliverance. That is what Hashem will do to the Jewish people in exile. As it says a pasuk in Yeshayahu, we grope, we stumble at noonday as in the night. Hashem loves the righteous. Although we see the righteous man suffer, this does not mean that Hashem does not love him. Indeed, Hashem loves the righteous. Pasuk 9. Hashem shomer es gerim yosom v'almano ye'odei v'derech yisho'im ye'aves. Hashem watches over the strangers. He gives courage to the orphan and the widow, but distorts the way of the wicked. Hashem watches over the strangers who come from another people and have no one to help them. He likewise gives courage to the orphan and widow who are cast down and have no one to help or protect them. For this reason, the Torah repeatedly cautions us about them, because strangers wander from place to place. They especially are in need of protection. Thus Hashem promised Yaakov, behold, I am with you, and will keep you in all places to which you go. The Medrash says, greatly does Hashem love the strangers. Compare it to a king who owned flocks, they would venture out with their shepherd to graze in the field. In the evening, they would return to their dwelling. On one occasion, a deer came among the flock, approached the goats and ewes, and grazed together with them. The king came to love the deer greatly and warned the shepherds not to strike it. In the evening, when the deer entered the dwelling with the other animals, the king would issue instructions that it be given food and drink. My master and king, said the shepherd, look how very many rams you have, how very many goats and ewes, and how very many kids. Yet you only caution me about the deer. The king answered, it is the way of sheep and goats to graze together, but deer live in the wild, and it is not their way to enter places of human habitation. Yet this deer has come and settled among us. Should we not show our gratitude, since it has left its habitat in the great wild, wide wilderness where all deer and fawn graze? It abandoned them all and came among us. Let us show our appreciation. Similarly, Hashem said, I must be very grateful to the stranger, to the convert, for he has left his family and his father's house and come to me. Therefore do I command for his sake, and you will love the stranger. Pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. You will not vex a stranger nor oppress him. Pasuk found in Chumash Shemos. Hence it says here, Hashem watches over the strangers. In addition to the stranger, he enjoined us regarding the orphan and widow, since he gives courage to the orphan and widow. All three are humiliated, impoverished, and helpless. Who are the orphans? They are the Jewish people. But distorts the way of the wicked. The Almighty patterns and prepares schemes to distort their way, and thus bring about that their petitions are not fulfilled, and their desires remain unrealized. Pasuk 10. Yimlor Hashem la'olam la'hayach tzion nedor v'dor hallelujah. Hashem will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Hallelujah. The singer concludes the present psalm by speaking of Hashem's kingship. Hashem will reign forever, your God, O Zion, to all generations. Thus the prophet says in Chayim, and Hashem will bring king over all the earth, which means that the entire world will acknowledge his kingship. The singer mentions Zion, for from there will issue instruction for the entire world. The spelling of Yimloch is here deficient, lacking the letter Vav, which conveys that Hashem does not come to his creatures with unfair demands. He does not ask for difficult toil, but comes lightly and with soft words. Compare what the Torah writes, O my people, what have I done to you, and wherein have I wearied you? Answer me, a pasuk found in Micha. The Almighty King is not like the kings of the nations who deal harshly with their peoples and resort to terrible violence. The present pasuk is a response by the nations to David, who said about them, put not your trust in princesses. Here they acknowledge the truth of his words, saying, Hashem will reign forever. They accept the yoke of his kingship over them, for trust in him is lasting trust. Here it says, Yimloch Hashem le'olam, and in the Song of the Sea it says, Hashem Yimloch le'olam v'ed. For there the cited pasuk is preceded by the pasuk in the sanctuary, O Hashem, that your hands have established, and thus the name of Hashem is set next to that. But here the preceding pasuk speaks of the wicked, and the singular would not set the name of Hashem next to the wicked. Hence it says, Yimloch Hashem le'olam, notwithstanding that in the future everyone will acknowledge the reign of Hashem, the nations will also acknowledge the uniqueness of the Jewish people, for upon us is called the name of Hashem. The pasuk is found in the Chumash Devarim. That is what it says here. Hashem will reign forever within this nation, your God, O Zion, to all generations. We will continue, Mitzvah Hashem, in our next shir.